Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, 12-hour shifts, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it. Getting the people from home to work and getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers out there in the film industry. Appreciate you. And we got a new one to the list as well. So this story is actually funny. My guy, Rick. I don't know if Rick's able to listen this morning. Rick, if you're out there, I got you, my brother. Rick, my brother from another mother. We've known each other since sixth grade. We were texting back and forth yesterday. And Rick, when you called me, I'm sorry, I was asleep by the time you called me, bro. But anywho, he wanted me to add another shout out to the list. So first and foremost, shout out to my guy Rick, my brother Rick specifically, and also shout out to all the early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. So shout out to them. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, too. All right. Obviously, it is a big day in the NFL, a big day in sports. The schedule is finally out, party people. And we got something to react to. I will be taking your calls here in the next segment. So if you have some thoughts on the Falcons 2024-25 schedule. Please call me up and let me know what you're thinking. 404-726-0929. The phone lines will be open again. 404-726-0929. We'll run through it. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Week one, Falcons, Steelers, Arthur Smith coming back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, not as a head coach, but as the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's bringing some former weapons, some former Atlanta Falcons weapons with him as well, and Scotty Miller, and Cordell Patterson, and Michael Pruitt, and I think there's one more I'm even missing as well that I can't think of off the top of my head, but he's bringing some more weapons from the Atlanta Falcons roster last year. He got him over to Pittsburgh, and he is going to come in week one, and who knows what this man, Arthur Smith, going to try to pull out of his head. I mean, are we all certain that there's at least going to be one, even though it's going to be week one and, you know, maybe everything isn't quite as brushed up. Arthur Smith, you got to think Arthur Smith is going to come into Mercedes-Benz Stadium week one ready to absolutely blow the doors off of the Atlanta Falcons. And he's at least going to have one trick play ready, right? He at least going to have one of these trick plays ready, whether it's Michael Pruitt trying to throw a touchdown pass or whatever it may be. He's going to have one of these trick plays ready and try and smoke the Atlanta Falcons defense with it. So that is going to be week one. Falcons at home in Mercedes-Benz Stadium going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 1 o'clock on Fox. That's September 8th. Week two, the first primetime game for the Falcons this season. They're going to be in Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field, taking on the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown and company. That'll be September 16th, Monday. That's right, Monday night football for the Falcons in week two, taking on the Eagles, 8:15, again, September 16th on a Monday. Week three, how about we go back-to-back with the primetime games, taking on Patty Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday, September 22nd, 8:20 p.m. on NBC. Some good old Sunday night football. I think this I saw somebody tweeted it. I think this is the first time the Falcons have had back-to-back primetime games in a long while. I can't remember the exact date, but I do remember seeing the tweet about it. I'll try to find it for you. But Falcons get back-to-back primetime games. How exciting is that? That's the big Kirko effect, the Perk Thuggins effect. And also, you know, they drafted and all the different storylines. Obviously, Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix, and just the fact, too, that the Falcons should be a better team. Plus, you're playing the back-to-back Super Bowl champions in the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. So they got some pull, obviously, as well. But I will say this quickly about the Week 3 game against the Chiefs. I do like the fact that we're getting the Chiefs earlier rather than late, because it seems like they're always locked in later on in the season. And they have been liable to have some shaky starts. So I would much rather face the Chiefs earlier than later in the season. So facing them week three, I'm okay with that. All right, moving on, week four. First game against the Aints. That'll be Hate Week in week four. That is Sunday, September 22nd, or 29th, I should say, 1 p.m. on Fox. Week five, our third primetime game of the year. That's right, treat them. But wait, there's more. Just wait on it. Week five, though, Falcons at home taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That'll be October 3rd, Thursday, October 3rd, 8:15 on Amazon Prime Video. So we'll be taking on Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, and the Bucs. Then you have your third straight home. Oh, no, you have your third straight division game in the NL. In the NFC South, your third straight division game, Falcons at Panthers. Sunday, October 3rd, that'll be at 4:25, so we got a 4:25er as well. So Falcons at Panthers, week 6 at Bank of America Stadium, Sunday, October 13th, 4:25 p.m. on Fox. All right, then week 7, you're taking on the Seahawks at home. That's a 1 o'clock game. Week 8, you're taking on the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. So you face the Buccaneers for the second time pretty quickly through the season. So you'll face the Buccaneers week 8. That'll be Sunday, 1 o'clock game. Then you'll take on the Cowboys at home in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's a 1 o'clock game as well. Week 10, you have your final game against the Aints, the second iteration of Hate Week. That'll be a Sunday 1 o'clock game. Week 11, you'll take on the Broncos at Mile High. Week 12, you have your bye week. That's a good spot for the bye week. You're pretty later in the season. You have a chance to reset and hopefully get some guys healthy. Hopefully we don't really have to get any guys healthy, but probably going to have to – it'll help to get some guys healthy, get some guys some rest, obviously, and get ready for the final stretch of the season. So week 13, you'll take on the Chargers at home, 1 o'clock. That'll be on CBS. Then week 14, Kirk Cousins returns to Minnesota. The Falcons take on the Vikings in Minnesota, December 8th. That's a 1 p.m. game on Fox. A lot of people thought that was going to be a primetime game. It's not. It's a 1 p.m. game on Fox. And I don't think anybody really expected this to be a primetime game, but it is. Falcons at the Las Vegas Raiders. That's going to be on Monday Night Football, December 16th, Monday, December 16th, 8:30 p.m. on ESPN. I don't think anybody really expected that to be a Monday night game, but hey, there you have it. In week 16, you take on the Giants at home. That will be December 22nd, 1 p.m. on Fox. And then your two flex games for week 17 and week 18. So right now, Falcons and Commanders is scheduled for Sunday, December 29th. No time because, again, it could be end up being flexed to December 28th. And then week 18, Falcons versus Panthers. They'll close out with the Panthers. That also could be a flex game depending on if the Falcons have a chance to win the division or if the Panthers have a chance to win the division or the Falcons and the Panthers both have a chance to win the division. That could end up being a flex game, and that could either be on January 4th, which is what it's scheduled for right now, or it's actually scheduled for January 5th. It could be on January 4th or January 5th, which is what it's scheduled for right now. So that's the schedule. Couple of takeaways. I do like the fact that four out of our first five games are at home. That is nice. However, you got a tough stretch to begin the season. Heck of a stretch to begin the season. You'll have Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers, which had they had a very good draft. Obviously, they added Russell Wilson. We know they added Justin Fields as well. But that will be a tough game. You got Arthur Smith. He's going to come in again with probably all the trick plays up his sleeve, ready to blow the doors off of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So that'll be a tough game. Plus, it's the first game for Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. Like, there's just going to be a lot to that game, a lot of emotions, and just a lot going on in that week one matchup. Plus, overall, it's just week one. So that'll be a tough game. You're playing a quality opponent, a well-coached team, and a Mike Tomlin team. So we'll see how that game shapes out. That is probably going to come down to is which quarterback is ready to go and the sharpest early on. Like, which quarterback in Russell Wilson and in Kirk Cousins has adapted. And look, maybe Justin Fields is the starting quarterback. We'll see. But it's probably going to be Russell Wilson versus Kirk Cousins. But which quarterback is going to be more custom and more ready to go with their new team than the other? I think that's honestly what it's going to come down to at the end. Week two, obviously, versus the Chiefs. Week two at the Eagles. That's going to be tough. You're in Philadelphia playing against a team that is very, very good. Week three against the Chiefs. You're going up against the two-time defending Super Bowl champions. That says it. Then week four, you got the Aints. That's a rivalry game. Now it is at home. I do feel good about the Falcons winning that game, but again, it's a rivalry game, and we'll see what happens. Then you got the Buccaneers, who were a playoff team last year, were a solid team. We'll see how they are this year, but that's tough. So your first three games, you're going up against playoff teams that were playoff teams last year, and then the next 2 weeks, you have in-division games, which are very important, obviously. So that's a tough first 5 weeks out. Three playoff teams, including the defending Super Bowl champions, and then two division games. Tough. Now, the good part is four out of those five are at home, but still, that is a tough five-week stretch. But I do like the fact that you got your first four or five home. You never have really an extended road trip. You have back-to-back road games twice in the season. That's it. And also, you close out the season at home. So that's nice, too. Start the season at home, close out at home. So all in all, not the easiest schedule, I don't think, that people are saying it's going to be. I do think it's a tough schedule the way the cookie has crumbled, but obviously we will see what happens as the season goes on. But I want your reactions to the Falcons' schedule. 404-726-0929. What are you thinking? How do you feel about the Falcons' schedule? Do you have any particular dates circled? Let me know. Phone lines are open. I want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. More Falcons schedule reaction and your calls on the other side. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working 12-hour shifts, round the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for all the early risers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And with that being said, My guy J-Dub, shout out to J-Dub. He said, if you're going to shout out the 728, make sure you shout out the UPS feeder drivers of the Teamsters Local 728, since we're the biggest company that runs it. So shout out to them. Shout out to the UPS feeder drivers out there of the Teamsters Local 728. The list just keeps on growing. We're going to have to start rotating, for real, for real. But shout out to them, and shout out to all my first responders. Shout out to all the early morning, late night airport workers. Shout out to my guy Rick. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. How are you feeling about the Falcons' schedule? I want your reactions. First 5 weeks, like I said, something serious, man. Something real, real serious. You got three teams back to back to back out the gate in the Steelers, the Eagles, and the Chiefs. They were all in the playoffs last year. Obviously, the Chiefs won it all. And then you got two games against division opponents in the Aints and the Buccaneers. And three of your first five games are also on primetime as well, so that's pretty cool. But how are you feeling about the Falcons' schedule? 404-726-0929. Let's head out to the phones and let's talk to my unofficial co-host of the show, my guy Randy. What's going on, Randy? How you feeling, brother, man?
What is happening, man?
What's happening, up, man?
Hey, look, I ain't even gonna lie to you, brother. When they send out this schedule, man, I'm like, what y'all trying to do?
Right.
Y'all trying to make they trying to make this number 8 pick seem like it was a bad decision for real early? Like, come on, man.
They trying to get us, man. This?
Man, listen, man. Hey, look. I'm glad we get them early, though.
Yeah, but that is true.
The first four or five teams we face is well-coached teams.
Yeah.
You know, Tomlin, week one, going to have them ready. I don't
care
what you're talking about. He's going to have them ready. And then, you know, Eagles. And then Pat. And come on, man. Like, what y'all got going on? They were like, all right, y'all gonna pick quarterback number 8. All right.
Exactly. Let's see how sharp that defense gonna be looking. Hey, that corner that you didn't draft. Let's see how y'all figure that out early on the season.
See how you sound right now, right? Hey, look. And then if we survive this first half, though, what is the league gonna be able to say, though?
That's true. Hey, Randy, let me ask you this real quick, bro. What would be an ideal scenario for the first five games? Like, would you be happy with 3-2 for the first five? Because I think if you go 3-2 the first five, that's a success. What you think?
If we go 3-2, that is acceptable.
Yes.
Listen, and the whole thing is, man, if we got at least 3-2, you gotta really believe what's going on with our coaching staff, bro.
Yeah.
But man, if it's 1-4 though,
oof,
we come out there 1-4.
It's gonna be head scratching time. And yeah, look, I'll tell you this too. If we go 1-4, do you think we start hearing a lot of the fan base start chanting Michael Penix?
Mad. They won't. They're gonna need to see him.
They're right.
They're gonna need to see him, man.
They're gonna be asking for him.
And this is the whole thing, man. Like, one headline is, hey, this is our old head coach. The next headline is, the Falcons didn't draft this D-line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then another one is, hey, man, y'all ain't got enough corners. So, man, it's going to be tough, man.
Yeah. I just hope we get off to a quick start, man. Because we get off to a quick start, and I think it kind of reassures everything that Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot have done, and then we can kind of, you know, go uphill the rest of the season.
It's smooth sailing after that, though.
Yes,
I ain't
going
to lie to you, though.
Yes, sir.
It's smooth sailing.
It is.
All right, my brother.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, Randy. Have a great rest of your day, man. That's my guy Randy out there riding around and getting it. Yeah, those first five games are going to be telling. The Falcons have to be ready. And I wonder now, too, we have to think about this. Only three preseason games. Now, I'll give you the preseason schedule here in just a minute. But I'll give you the preseason schedule here in a moment. But with only being three preseason games now, do the Falcons maybe play their starters a little bit more? Like, do we see Kirk Cousins maybe play a little bit longer than maybe we would in years past, just because, again, it is a new team. He is trying to learn a new offense under Zach Robinson. Like, there's a lot of new as far as the Falcons go. New receivers besides Drake London. Like, there is a lot of new. So while those joint practices are going to be vital, that preseason time is going to be important as well. And I know a lot of that preseason time is dedicated to making sure you know who you have at those depth spots, making sure you know how you make sure you're filling the guy, you're filling the rest of the roster with those guys. So I get that part of it, but also, just like me and Randy were just talking about, the Falcons have to be ready to go out of the gate, taking on the Steelers, who, well coached, they're going to be, you have to think they're going to be ready. The Eagles, very good team. They were in the Super Bowl just a couple of years ago. Chiefs, they just won the Super Bowl in back-to-back years. And then two divisional opponents. Like, you got to be ready out the gate. Do you play your starters maybe just a little bit longer? Do you give them that extra drive? Do you, instead of just playing, when you get to that second preseason game, maybe you play them the whole first half and maybe the first drive of the third quarter. Like, what do you give them that extra time? I think it'll be interesting to see how the preseason is handled, too, knowing you have the schedule you have to start off. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's head out to Chief. Chief wants to chop it up about the Falcons' schedule. What's happening, Chief?
No, it's Keith, like Keith Urban Sweat, man.
Oh, what's Keith.
Up?
Oh, it's my guy, Keith. Okay. We had a mix-up in the exchange of who the next caller was. I am sorry about that, Keith. But, Keith, what's going on, my guy? Hey, you been here, and I've been doing your shout-out ever since you gave it to me, brother.
That's right. I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Georgia. Yep.
That's hey, right.
I'm feeling red. I'm feeling a little bit mad this morning. You want to know why?
Yeah, why's that? Why you upset, Keith?
I'm going to be there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Is it game number 4 against the Canes?
That's right. Game number 4, week 4, against the Aints. Hate week, part 1.
Yep, I'm going to be there, man. I hope you're going to be there, too. I'm burning red mad, man. The reason I'm burning red mad is because we stick it to them. I hope we go in we're beating them down, and we're in the fourth quarter, and we go in the auto formation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just fight the ball.
Yeah.
So for touchdown, I have not forgotten about that.
That's right. We got to get our get back on that one, Keith. We got to get our get back on that one. I feel you on that, brother. We got to let them know, hey, you ain't ducking that smoke.
Oh yeah. So we don't play the Dolphins at all this year, huh?
No, not in the regular season. They are the first preseason game of the year. We do have them in the preseason, but not at all in the regular season.
Are we going down to Florida to play them, or are they coming up to Atlanta?
Looks like we're gonna be in Miami. We're gonna be in Miami for that one. The only preseason game the only preseason game we'll play at home is against the last preseason game of the year against the Jaguars. That'll be at home.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I hope we take down the Saints, man. But what's like the game you're looking forward to other than the Saints, because you're going to that one? What's the other game you're looking forward to the most?
The Dallas Cowboys game.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call. That's going to be at home, too. That's going to be a fun game. That's going to be a really fun game.
I'm going to try my best to go. They don't make me work, but I'm going to definitely try to go.
All right, man. Well, Keith, I appreciate the phone call, man. You take it easy, brother. Have a great rest of your day. Shout out to my guy Keith out there. Shout out to all the local 728 drivers in the film industry as well. Keith is one that gave me that one to add to the list, so shout out to my guy Keith. But, yeah, Dallas Cowboys game will be fun. Again, having the Chiefs at home on Sunday Night Football, that is going to be fun. And even though it's going to be in Philadelphia, back-to-back games, week 2, Monday Night Football, then you come right back and you get on Sunday Night Football against the Chiefs. Like, that is going to be a very cool 2-week stretch for the Falcons. You hope, again, they compete and hopefully they can win both of those games and show the world that, hey, we really back up. But that's going to be fun. And look, this whole schedule has its daunting moments. But if you can make it through the first 5-3-2 like Randy and I were talking about, I think you'll be okay. Then you got because you should be able to beat the Panther. You have a little bit of a easier stretch from week 6 to week 10. You take on the Panthers, even though it's in Carolina, you should be able to beat them. You have the Seahawks at home. That'll be a tougher game, but at home, I think the Falcons, and by then you feel like everybody will be comfortable in the offense. Like, it will be, hopefully by that time, really, really firing on all cylinders. So you feel good about that game. You feel like you should be able to beat the Bucs, even though you're in Tampa. That'll be a tough game. Obviously, Cowboys will be a tough game as well, but you'll be at home, so that'll be good. Then you have the Aints part two. I think we'll be able to beat the Aints. I honestly think we can sweep the Aints this year, to be quite honest. I think we can sweep the Saints. So we'll see. Then you got the Broncos. The Broncos with the young quarterback. We'll see how J.J. McCarthy is looking to that point. But the second half of the schedule really isn't quite daunting. It really depends on how the young quarterbacks are going to look, because you're going to play a lot of young quarterbacks in the second half of this schedule. Week 11, you have J.J. McCarthy. Week 11, you have Bo Nix. Bo Nix went to the Broncos, excuse me. Week 11, you have Bo Nix. Then when Kirk returns back to Minnesota, that's when you take on J.J. McCarthy. And then week 17, you'll take on Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. So we will see how those young quarterbacks are looking. If they're not looking great, then that could be hopefully three games that are even more in the Falcons' favor. And look, I would like the Falcons, I would think and I expect hopefully the Falcons win those games anyway, but we'll see for sure. But week 16 against the Giants, I think they should be able to win that game, especially it being at home. Even the game against the Raiders on Monday Night Football, I think they'll be able to take down them. That'll be fun, though. Brock Bowers will be taking on his native team, I guess, even though obviously he went to college in Georgia, so he plays for the Raiders. But obviously, you get what I'm saying. Anywho, there are some weaker moments in this schedule, but overall, this is – I don't know how these writers or – these analytics came out and said that, I don't know, it's all based on last year, so I do get it, like why we would technically have the easiest schedule in the NFL. But a lot of these teams, I think, are going to be better than people expect. Like, I don't think the Buccaneers are going to be the Buccaneers. Now, again, Buccaneers were a playoff team, but I think the Buccaneers would probably be around the same, maybe a little bit better. The Saints, I don't think, will be terrible. I think they'll be okay. Chargers will be good. And we'll see with the rookie quarterbacks. I think the Panthers will be a little bit better. Not too much better, but I think they'll be at least a little bit better. So we'll see what's going to transpire. But it is the first 5 weeks are definitely, I think, what we need to look at and focus on the most. You get through those first 5 weeks, 3-2, you're feeling pretty good about where the Falcons are going to go the rest of the year. So we shall see. All right. When we come back, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we will get into some other NFL headlines. Netflix, the next streaming service to add NFL games. We'll talk about all that and more coming up 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my, I forgot to shout my front and rear loading truck drivers out this morning. Shout out to all my front and rear loading truck drivers as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to my guy, Rick. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Also, shout out to all my UPS drivers out there that are feeding the Teamsters Local 28. But shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay, a lot of NFL headlines to get into after the schedule release has come out, so we'll get into those now. First and foremost, let's get into Netflix. It's not just about movies and TV shows anymore. They're getting live programming. Obviously, we saw the roast of Tom Brady. That was a live Netflix event. Well, now the NFL has come to Netflix as well. They're going to have two Christmas games. Both the Christmas games are going to be televised on Netflix. That's Chiefs and Chiefs at Steelers and Ravens at Texans. So, according to Jessica Tunkel of the Wall Street Journal, Netflix is going to pay about $75 million for each of the two games that are going to be on Netflix. Again, that's Chiefs at Steelers and Ravens at Texans. The NFL reportedly started the bidding of those games at $50 million, with a belief that the final price could be up to $100 million per game. The final number, as it most times does, it splits the difference and fell in the middle, which it did smack dab at $75. Jill Goldsmith of Deadline.com explains that Netflix VP Spencer Wang said, without confirming the number, compared the expense to other projects. Wang said, quote, "I would characterize each game as roughly the size of one of our medium-sized or original films." That's what Wang said yesterday. So Netflix, as we knew they would have to do, they paid a nice little bag to the NFL to get them two Christmas games. But that is huge for Netflix. And according to numbers, I think I was reading another article that said once like the games got on Peacock, people ended up keeping the subscription. Same for Amazon Prime and things like that. So apparently it's working for these streaming platforms, and they're finding some bit of that audience that comes over from the NFL. They end up staying on Peacock, or they end up staying on Amazon Prime. Now, a lot of people that watch the NFL maybe have those already, but there are a lot of people who don't, and people that end up getting it, seems like at least some of them end up staying. So good for Netflix, but another streaming service to add to the tally. If you don't got it already and you want to watch the NFL on Christmas, you're going to have to get Netflix. Otherwise, you're going to have to watch the NBA. But either way it goes, that definitely the biggest one of the biggest stories out there right now. A story that involves our Atlanta Falcons as far as the schedule goes. They are in the pool for playing on Saturday in Week 17. I told you about that Falcons-Commanders game in Week 17 being a possible flex game. It could end up being on December 28th, which is that Saturday, or what it's scheduled for now, December 29th. So the NFL Network is going to have their late season triple header as they have in the last few years. This week, it's going to be during Week 17, the weekend after Christmas. So the league is going to select from a pool of five games for a 1 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and an 8 p.m. kickoff. So they're going to be those three games on Saturday, and they're going to have a pool of five games, which is made up of Broncos at Bengals, Cardinals at Rams, Chargers at Patriots, Colts at Giants, and Falcons at Commanders. So Falcons could end up playing on that Saturday. Again, if what's probably going to get the Falcons game moved to Saturday is if, let's say, the Falcons and Commanders both are going for a playoff spot and they're both in playoff contention late in that year and they have a big game, maybe they are tied in the wild card and whoever wins that game between the Falcons and Commanders gets the wild card spot, or whoever it may be. You know the scenarios that can end up getting them flexed. Or if, you know, both teams are just doing really well and, you know, Jaden Daniels is balling and Kirk Cousins is balling, you know, those are the scenarios that could get the Falcons and Commanders game played on Saturday. So we'll see if they end up getting that Saturday game, but they do have a chance to have yet another standalone primetime-ish game for that. So it could be up to five. So we'll see. Speaking of primetime games, oh, we've been there, Carolina Panthers. We were there just last year. Carolina Panthers, zero primetime games this year. And it's understandable. Again, I can't hate on the Carolina Panthers. We were there last year. We didn't have any primetime games last year. Now, the Panthers do have a 425 game because of us, because we're playing them. But that's not primetime. But they do have the, I guess that's going to be technically America's game of the week, maybe. So, Panthers, again, they just have to improve. And I think they will be a little bit better this season. But they do need to show improvement this year. And maybe they'll get one or two next year, depending on how much they improve. But, yeah, every team in the NFL besides the Carolina Panthers have a primetime game. Carolina does, though. The Panthers do have one standalone game. That's 9:30 a.m. That's the game against the Giants in Munich, Germany. That's going to be in Week 10, and that's the only time the Panthers will have the NFL fans' undivided attention. Now, they still, with flexing scheduling, they could get flexed into a national television window, and that honestly could be one game against the Falcons as well. Week 18, Falcons and Panthers play. Again, if the Falcons, not the Falcons, if the Panthers maybe shock the world and Falcons and Panthers are battling for the NFC South title, or if they're battling for a wild card spot, final playoff spot, whatever it may be, then that game probably gets moved into a national TV slot. And then the Panthers will get that national TV game, that primetime game. So there's still a chance for them, but right now, they don't have any primetime games. So it's okay, Panthers. We've been there before. And we've been talking about streaming services. We talked about Netflix. How about ESPN Plus is going to be the exclusive home for a Monday night game. The Chargers-Cardinals Monday night game in Week 7 will only be able to be seen on ESPN Plus. So it's just another streaming service you really got to add to the list if you are an NFL consumer. So it's going to kick off at 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's also the lone primetime game currently on the schedule for the Cardinals. Cardinals and Chargers last met in 2022. Los Angeles won 25-24, so maybe they'll play another good game. But with ESPN Plus and Netflix on the list, fans now need NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, Sunday Ticket, which is on YouTube TV, NFL Network, ESPN, ESPN Plus, Peacock, Amazon Prime, and Netflix to see every single NFL game this season. We are indeed in a new time. You used to just need, you know, Fox, NBC, CBS, ESPN. Now, that is no longer the case at all. You need all the different streaming services, all the different platforms to be able to get your full intake of NFL football. But that is going to wrap up for this full segment, last full segment of the Hometown Take. When we come back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. We'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson have planned for a Thursday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up with the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working round the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my, I forgot to shout my front and rear loading truck drivers out this morning. Shout out to all my front and rear loading truck drivers as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to my guy Rick. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Also, shout out to all my UPS drivers out there that are feeding the Teamsters Local 28. But shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay, a lot of NFL headlines to get into after the schedule release has come out, so we'll get into those now. First and foremost, let's get into Netflix. It's not just about movies and TV shows anymore. They're getting live programming. Obviously, we saw the roast of Tom Brady. That was a live Netflix event. Well, now the NFL has come to Netflix as well. They're going to have two Christmas games. Both the Christmas games are going to be televised on Netflix. That's Chiefs and Chiefs at Steelers and Ravens at Texans. So, according to Jessica Tunkel of the Wall Street Journal, Netflix is going to pay about $75 million for each of the two games that are going to be on Netflix. Again, that's Chiefs at Steelers and Ravens at Texans. The NFL reportedly started the bidding of those games at $50 million, with the belief that the final price could be up to $100 million per game. The final number, as it most times does, it splits the difference and fell in the middle, which it did smack dab at $75. Jill Goldsmith of Deadline.com explains that Netflix VP Spencer Wang said, without confirming the number, compared the expense to other projects, Wang said, quote, I would characterize each game as roughly the size of one of our medium-sized or original films. That's what Wang said yesterday. So Netflix, as we knew they would have to do, they paid a nice little bag to the NFL to get them two Christmas games, but that is huge for Netflix. And according to numbers, I think I was reading another article that said once like the games got on Peacock, people ended up keeping the subscription, same for Amazon Prime and things like that. So apparently it's working for these streaming platforms, and they're finding some bit of that audience that comes over from the NFL. They end up staying on Peacock, or they end up staying on Amazon Prime. Now, a lot of people that watch the NFL maybe have those already, but there are a lot of people who don't, and people that end up getting it, seems like at least some of them end up staying. So good for Netflix, but another streaming service to add to the tally. If you don't got it already and you want to watch the NFL on Christmas, you're going to have to get Netflix. Otherwise, you're going to have to watch the NBA. But either way it goes, that definitely the biggest one of the biggest stories out there right now. A story that involves our Atlanta Falcons as far as the schedule goes. They are in the pool for playing on Saturday in Week 17. I told you about that Falcons-Commanders game in Week 17 being a possible flex game. It could end up being on December 28th, which is that Saturday, or what it's scheduled for now, December 29th. So the NFL Network is going to have their late season triple header as they have in the last few years. This week it's going to be during Week 17, the weekend after Christmas. So the league is going to select from a pool of five games for a 1 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and an 8 p.m. kickoff. So they're going to be those three games on Saturday, and they're going to have a pool of five games, which is made up of Broncos at Bengals, Cardinals at Rams, Chargers at Patriots, Colts at Giants, and Falcons at Commanders. So Falcons could end up playing on that Saturday. Again, if what's probably going to get the Falcons game moved to Saturday is if, let's say, the Falcons and Commanders both are going for a playoff spot and they're both in playoff contention late in that year and they have a big game. Maybe they are tied in the wild card and whoever wins that game between the Falcons and Commanders gets the wild card spot, or whoever it may be. You know the scenarios that can end up getting them flexed. Or if, you know, both teams are just doing really well and, you know, Jaden Daniels is balling and Kirk Cousins is balling. You know, those are the scenarios that could get the Falcons and Commanders game played on Saturday. So we'll see if they end up getting that Saturday game, but they do have a chance to have yet another standalone primetime-ish game for that. So it could be up to five. So we'll see. Speaking of primetime games, oh, we've been there, Carolina Panthers. We were there just last year. Carolina Panthers, zero primetime games this year. And it's understandable. Again, I can't hate on the Carolina Panthers. We were there last year. We didn't have any primetime games last year. Now, the Panthers do have a 425 game because of us, because we're playing them. But that's not primetime. But they do have the, I guess that's going to be technically America's game of the week, maybe. So Panthers, again, they just have to improve. And I think they will be a little bit better this season. But they do need to show improvement this year. And maybe they'll get one or two next year, depending on how much they improve. But, yeah, every team in the NFL besides the Carolina Panthers have a primetime game. Carolina does, though. The Panthers do have one standalone game. That's 9:30 a.m. That's the game against the Giants in Munich, Germany. That's going to be in Week 10, and that's the only time the Panthers will have the NFL fans' undivided attention. Now, they still, with flexing scheduling, they could get flexed into a national television window, and that honestly could be one game against the Falcons as well. Week 18, Falcons and Panthers play. Again, if the Falcons, not the Falcons, if the Panthers maybe shock the world and Falcons and Panthers are battling for the NFC South title, or if they're battling for a wild card spot, final playoff spot, whatever it may be, then that game probably gets moved into a national TV slot. And then the Panthers will get that national TV game, that primetime game. So there's still a chance for them, but right now they don't have any primetime games. So it's okay, Panthers. We've been there before. And we've been talking about streaming services. We talked about Netflix. How about ESPN Plus is going to be the exclusive home for a Monday night game. The Chargers-Cardinals Monday night game in Week 7 will only be able to be seen on ESPN Plus. So It's just another streaming service you really got to add to the list if you are a NFL consumer. So it's going to kick off at 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's also the lone primetime game currently on the schedule for the Cardinals. Cardinals and Chargers last met in 2022. Los Angeles won 25-24, so maybe they'll play another good game. But with ESPN Plus and Netflix on the list, fans now need NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, Sunday Ticket, which is on YouTube TV, NFL Network, ESPN, ESPN Plus, Peacock, Amazon Prime, and Netflix to see every single NFL game this season. We are indeed in a new time. You used to just need, you know, Fox, NBC, CBS, ESPN. Now, that is no longer the case at all. You need all the different streaming services, all the different platforms to be able to get your full intake of NFL football. But that is going to wrap up for this full segment, last full segment of the Hometown Take. When we come back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. We'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson have planned for a Thursday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up with the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.